The Capture of the Cotton Ship from Ton Kringle's Log by Michael Scott. Narrated by Ant Richards. The northwester still continued, with a clear blue sky, without a cloud overhead by day, and a bright cold moon by night. It blew so hard for the three succeeding days that we could not carry more than close-reefed topsails to it and a reefed foresail. Indeed, towards 6 bells in the forenoon watch of the third day, it came thundering down with such violence, and the sea increased so much that we had to hand the fore topsail. This was by no means an easy job. "Ease her a bit," said the first lieutenant. "There, shake the wind out of her sail for a moment, until the men get the canvas in." Well, a poor fellow pitched off the lee foreyard arm into the sea. "Up with a helm! Heave him the bight of a rope!" We kept away, but all was confusion, until an American midshipman, one of the prisoners on board, hove the bight of a rope at him. The man got it under his arms, and after hauling him along for 100 yards at the least, and one may judge with the velocity with which he was dragged through the water by the fact that it took the united strain of 10 powerful men to get him in, he was brought safely on board, pale and blue, when we found that the running of the rope had crushed in his broad chest, below his arms, as if it had been a girl's waist, indenting the very muscles of it and of his back 1/2 inch deep. He had to be bled before he could breathe, and it was an hour before the circulation could be restored by the joint exertions of the surgeon and gunroom steward, chafing him with spirits and camphor, after he had been stripped and stowed away.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?